Oh, that's right. Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon, those listening in California, Chicago, all around the world, for the one and only Jim Medford. He's here on WCRS. And I tell you what, he says he's going to slow down a little bit, but don't believe him. He has a lot going on coming up this year. How you doing, Jim?
Doing good, Ann. Always a pleasure to be here with you. I enjoy this very much.
Absolutely. So, last year, you got through the Symetra tour, had a great time, and then you decided you would go away, and you went over there, and you went hiking for 33 days.
Right. It's called the Camino de Santiago Trail, or also known as the Way of St. James. There was a great movie. Be careful what you watch at night, because it can get you to do some things. Denise and I last fall watched a movie called The Way with Martin Sheen and his son Emilio Estevez. Didn't know anything about the movie. It just looked like a good movie. We watched it, and the next thing I know, I'm hiking it the next May with a buddy of mine. It was 550 miles over the Pyrenees Mountains across Spain into Santiago, Spain. And it was a life-changing experience. It was
now,
amazing.
I'm curious, what was the life-changing experience, though?
Well, when you get away from all the clutter of everyday life, because all I had was my iPhone, and you can imagine up in the mountains, cell phone reception is not necessarily stellar. And when you're staying in these little villages along the way, Wi-Fi and connectivity is not strong or good. So there were many days that we just had really no contact with the outside world other than fellow people that were hiking this with, along that, we would meet.
Now, out of curiosity, I would think to not have that connectivity, and I know that you're very much of a hands-on type guy. You like to know what's going on with everything happening. How was that for the first week or so?
Well, when your first week or so, when you're just worrying about sucking your next breath in and taking your next step and staying alive, staying alive, yeah, the Bee Gees definitely came to mind. And you're spending 15 minutes every morning just taping your feet so you can walk because of the blisters and whatnot that you've picked up. You were homesick really strongly in the first, week or two, and it was just really a battle just to keep going that you were focused on. And
did you ever think about saying, I'm not going to finish this?
Oh, yeah. Day one.
Day one?
Day one. When, we had a hike up 5,000 feet the first day. Mm-hmm. And when you're carrying a backpack that weighs, 18 to 20 pounds and you're going up a very treacherous trail up in the mountains. And I'm sitting there thinking, I don't recall this in the movie. And I just really thought, especially the first 2 days, I thought, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make this. But somehow each morning you get up and you just start off and hopefully you keep going. And we did. And then we did it. The goal is to do it in 33 days because that's the number of days that Jesus was alive. And so to do that, you have to average, 16, 17 miles and each day, every day. And the wear and tear that takes on your body, no matter what kind of conditioning you try to do, because I did work out for this, it still does not prepare you for what you go through. And not everybody's body can handle that. There's
sure.
I would say probably 60% or more of the people that start this don't finish. So we were, I guess, stubborn enough, bullheaded enough, determined enough, whatever word you want to use, but we did it and we made it. And I'll tell you, when you're walking 8-9 hours a day through either mountains, hills, or wheat fields as far as the eye can see, your mind really gets to expand and you really start to process your life. And
did that scare you?
Are you saying my mind's a scary place, Anne? Is that what you're trying to say?
I just wondered, as you were thinking about all these things, did it scare you? Oh, my God.
Yes, it did. It did at times, because we got ourselves involved in a lot of things. And that And that's one of the reasons I went on this, is to try to figure out what is the most important in my life and what do I hope to do for hopefully another third of my life. So that can be a very awakening thing.
Absolutely.
To be thinking about every day. And, you know, what's amazing when I've been home, you think about all the great days, and there were some great days out there. I mean, you meet some incredible people with incredible stories from all over the world. And you tend to forget how bad and difficult the difficult days were. And there were many of those, too. I mean, we were hiking in freezing sleet, hail, rain, mud. And then all of a sudden, when you're home, you're thinking about the beautiful days when the sun was out and how beautiful some of these little villages are. And so Denise and I'm taking my wife Denise with me this coming May after all of the chaos and excitement of the tournament is over with, and we're going to hike the Portuguese Camino, and it's along the coast of Portugal into Santiago, Spain, because Santiago is the hub. Mm-hmm. That's where the body of St. James is buried in the cathedral there. And they have the Pilgrim's Mass every Friday for those that finish. You try to finish on Friday to attend the Pilgrim's Mass. And it's, I never thought I could cry as much as I did when you walked into Santiago after all enduring all that you did. And there you are, and you're attending this Pilgrim's Mass. And they're giving the Mass in every language that there is. I mean, and there's all these people that had done the same thing you have done. And all huddled in, and all we have is the hiking clothes on our back. So, you know, it's not like you're dressed up going to church. You're there, and
it's a great equalizer.
It is. I had the same shoes on that I had for 33 straight days. That
I was going to ask you, how many pairs of shoes did you go through? Just one?
One pair of shoes. I mean, you really have to, when you're carrying everything on your back,
you can get rid of a lot of things.
I can tell you, I left a lot of Jim Medford behind all these little villages I went to as I pared that pack down each day. So I ended up with a couple changes of clothes, you know, the necessities of, you know, everyday life, and that was it. And my pack, I probably started out weighing about 24, 25 pounds, and I had it down to about 16 or 17. And if I could have figured out how to lose a few more things, I would have. But
now, on this, did you lose some weight?
I lost a little over 20 pounds.
Okay. Well, that was helpful.
That was very helpful. And but you gain a lot of muscle and strength, too. I mean, that so it did wonders physically. And I had my blood work done when I came back, and it's just amazing how every area of your health was dramatically improved in my blood work. So I'm a firm believer in that, and I continue to walk about 30, 40 miles a week ever since I've been home. I'm still working out in our fitness center with a trainer 2 or 3 days a week, and I'll be ramping all that up as we get ready to go back and do it again in May.
Wow. Well, that's great. That's great.
Yeah. I'm thinking about Special Forces, Navy SEALs next. What do you think?
I think they need a few good men.
Yeah, I think I'd be ringing a bell pretty soon.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Yeah. Well, anyways, we're here with Jim Medford. We're going to now switch over here after we hear a quick word from our sponsors. He's got some new tournaments, some stuff that's going to coordinate with the Masters Tournament. You are just going to be blown away because his mind expanded so much while he was over there hiking the Camino Trail that they've come up with some great ideas. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
We're right back here. I just learned that Jim Bedford is a master charader when it comes to trying to communicate with people that do not speak the English language. So there you go, Jim. I'm glad you had that opportunity to do that, and glad you and Denise are going to be able to go back and have that experience, albeit a little bit shorter trail, but still the whole experience.
Yeah, I want her to experience it, and it's probably best that it's not the same trip, because I would have been comparing everything to that, and that probably wouldn't go well with my wife for 33 straight days.
Right.
So we're going to be experiencing something different together. Yes.
You know, you were just telling me, and then we're going to move on, but the 80-year-old couple that walked the trail by themselves, holding hands, you said.
They were, you know, you get inspired a lot of different ways. And so this last mountain range we were climbing, so this is two-thirds of the way behind me, but it was the coldest, wettest, foggiest, muddiest day, and you're going straight up. I believe it was the highest peak that we had to climb, and I mean, I was done. I sat down. I got mud running over me, and my buddy goes, what the heck are you doing? You got to get up and get going. Nobody's going to come get you out here. And about that time, through the fog, comes this 80-year-old couple that they were celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary from Australia. And we had met them in other villages, you know, along the way. And they come by and they go, Jim, are you okay? And they have the big smile on their face. And I said, oh, yeah, I'm fine. I was not going to admit to two 80-year-olds that I was done and didn't think I could finish.
So inspiration comes in many
forms. So yes. I did get my butt up and keep walking after that. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. That's great. I'm glad to hear some details about it here on the radio. Now, but there is so much going on. I thought, you know, I heard the rumblings of another tournament coming in with this. So what's going on?
Well, we were approached by the Peggy Kirk Bell Jr. Tournament. Peggy Kirk Bell was a very famous LPGA golf instructor. And the LPGA Foundation supported her. She also owned a golf course in North Carolina up near Pinehurst. And so this tour has young girls from ages 11 to 18 that are competitive, that are either very competitive in golf, many of which are either getting scholarships to college or just entered college or just finished high school. And
This is the pre-Symetra tour.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And so they called, and they had heard so much about what we've done in Greenwood with the largest purse and tournament, and how the other Symetra players, you know, think that's
they
great.
Rave about it.
Yeah, which we're very
three
proud
years.
Of.
This will be the fourth.
This is our fourth year, and. So they have six tournaments scheduled, and they wanted us to be the final, if we would host that, to be the final tournament stop, and then asked, through the winning of the series, mm-hmm. would I give, we have two players' exemptions that we can use to put into the tournament, would I give up one of those to put the winner of this tournament into the Symetra tournament to play with the professionals? And, you know, there are requirements that
right.
Symetra requires you to have, so I walk them through, you have to have a 4 better handicap to be able to do it, and they said, Mr. Medford, we guarantee you our winner will meet all the criterias. Would you be willing to do that? And I said, you know, well, we're here to support women's golf. Our commitment to the Symetra tournament speaks for itself, so we would be honored to do that. So on the weekend before the Masters, April 1st and 2nd, we're going to have about 40 of these young players that range from Washington, D.C. down to Florida. They're going to be coming off of competing at all the college golf events in Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina. So their first event is Georgia Southern University in Statesboro, Georgia. They played that January 21st, 22nd. They're going to Mid Pines. Southern Pines, North Carolina, they did that January 28th, 29th. They're playing at the University of Georgia in Athens on February 11th and 12th.
That's this weekend.
That's this coming weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're going to Clemson and play the Walker course on February 25th and 26th. Then they're playing at the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill, Finley Golf Club on March 11th and 12th. And then they'll end up at USC Cobblestone Park in Columbia on March 18th and 19th. And then they roll into the finale at the links at Stony Point here in Greenwood on April 1st and 2nd. With the overall points winner of this whole series, will get a sponsor's exemption to play in a symmetric tournament in May. So we're excited for them. They are very excited about this. And so we'll give our volunteers a little workout to get ready for the symmetric tournament, because we have to run this just like a regular tournament with the spotters and the scorers and whatnot.
And I guess the course has to be in tip-top shape.
Yes. You know, we've been blessed with a great winter so far. So Billy Ford, my superintendent, today they're out trimming bushes and getting the azalea beds cleaned up. We had to put the pre-emergence all the way down on the golf course already because of all this warm weather. The grass is starting to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And so we will be more than ready come April for this tournament and all the other ones that we have coming in right behind it.
Wow. So that is pretty awesome. Now, do we have any girls in Greenwood area that are in this?
Aunt Anna Paramore,
mm-hmm.
is, I believe, would definitely qualify for this. Whether she's participating in the series or not, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Penley.
Right.
I don't know if you know this. Another major announcement.
Yes.
He's
working at the Links now.
He's joined the staff at the Links at Stony Point. We have the Tommy Penley Golf Academy. We're very excited about the addition of Tommy. Tommy also heads up all the junior golf for the state of South Carolina. So Tommy is working to make sure that some of the girls that he believes
would qualify
to make sure they're participating in this. So hopefully we have some local hometown
girls
competing.
Yeah.
It would be great.
That would be excellent. So that's a big plus. So this is the feeder that actually feeds into the Symetra Tour. Now, let me just ask you something. Does it go back any further than that? Do they start in kindergarten or anything?
I'm sure they do, Ann.
Do they have a kindergarten tournament here?
Well, I'll let you know, because I have two granddaughters that will be, as soon as they can not kill each other with a golf club, will be out there with them. And
yeah.
I have another one on the way. So I'll have three granddaughters. My third one is due in early July with my daughter. My son and daughter-in-law have my other two granddaughters. So I'm going back to the Humane Society because Charlie and I needed some more males' testosterone around our house because I'm being overrun
You're
by
overrun
women.
By females.
I'm being overrun by females.
What a bad thing.
Oh, they're precious, without a doubt.
That's right.
And they own Grandpa, I can tell you that.
I'm sure they do. So that's one event coming up. Now, we are getting ready to go into South Carolina news in just a moment. So when we come back, we're going to be talking about some of the activities for Masters Week.
Yes.
And then what's coming up with the Symetra Tour.
Yep.
And also, I just want to mention this. I do believe you have a birthday coming up.
Wow.
Yes?
I do.
Yeah? It's this weekend, isn't it?
It is Sunday. Abraham Lincoln and I have to share the same birthday. How's that?
Quite scary.
Yes.
But?
And I grew a beard in honor of that.
Okay. All right. Well, happy birthday to you.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jim. Happy birthday to you. Time for the news.
Wow. Thank you.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. Just getting filled in on more details about what's going to be happening. There are some new things that you are adding this year. What a shocker. I mean, have you done the same thing twice so far?
Other than the golfing itself, we try to keep it interesting.
That's right. Yeah. You do. You yeah. do. So tell us about, we talked about the tournament that's coming, the
Peggy Kirkbell Jr.
You were telling me that she died back in, what was it, November?
Yeah, she just passed away in November at age 90. And she was playing competitive golf before there was an LPGA. So back in the Babe Dickerson days, you know, if you will.
Truly a visionary.
Yeah, she really was. And she owned a golf course up in Pinehurst area. And she started this, she was a very well respected and known LPGA golf instructor. And working with these young girls, and when she passed, it was on. They covered her on ESPN about her life, and on obviously the Golf Channel. So she was
a legend.
She's a legend, a mover and a shaker in her day and in her life.
Absolutely.
So we're honored to have that tournament at the links at Stony Point.
That's so cool. But now you've got the week of you're having a what is it? A Master Chef cook-off.
Yeah, we were, you know, how things just kind of come your way and you just feel them and see what you can do with it. So Sysco Foods, who's our food service provider, came to us and said, we would like to do a Iron Chef competition in Greenwood. What do you think of that? And I said, that's a pretty cool idea. I said, we have a lot of restaurants here. We've got a great diversity of restaurants now really starting to do well. And I said, you know, we're also working as a community to try to enhance our Master's Week experience. I said,
yeah, because everybody goes over there and they stay over here.
Yeah. So I said, what a great way to enhance maybe that. And Tracy, you know, my right arm and my sister, I love her to death. She's been my assistant.
Good thing to say right here on the radio.
Very, very important to say, especially when she's got a lot of work that she's got to be doing.
That you're counting on?
That I'm counting on.
Yes, okay.
So anyway, she goes, well, how about a Master Chef during Master's Week? And I thought, wow. So there was born a Master Chef cooking competition. So,
and I guess it was real hard to get Greenwood involved in it. The tourism, Kelly McWhatter and Lindsay Burns.
They were, as soon as they heard about it, were in my face wanting to make sure we could make
pull it off.
Pull it all off. And so we went, I knew about the Career Center. The Frank Russell Career Center has a culinary school because our chef teaches out there, actually. And Chef Larry.
Keep it positive on everybody. Yes.
And so we went out and met with Bonnie Colbert, and what a great facility they have for a culinary school. And so they have the appropriate space to host a cooking competition. So on Monday of Master's Week, we come up with three categories, entrees, appetizers. I'll put them in the correct order. Appetizers, entrees, and desserts. And so we are putting out the invitations as we speak to all the various restaurants and bakeries.
So any restaurant can participate.
Any restaurant that would love to participate, we would love to have them.
Okay.
Whether they buy from Sysco Foods or not, it's not about just that. And so I was at the chili contest because we entered in that. So I had mentioned this to TJ Jinks at Montague's. He's excited. Mentioned it to Kevin Prater at Sports Break. He's all in. Jim McGinnis at the Inn on the Square, they're all excited. And we haven't even sent the invitations out. And this is a great way to highlight the culinary school at the Frank Russell because we hope that we'll have a lot of media coverage of this. It's a big deal. We're going to have 2-hour segments so a restaurant can sign up for all three or just one category, whatever they want to do. We'll have judges there. I have some of the legends of golf that actually have their own vineyards, like Jan Stevenson, who has an Australian winery that mm-hmm. she owns. Cindy Rarick has a winery up in Oregon, Pacific Northwest. They're actually going to be doing the wine pairings and talking about their wines.
Tuesday night.
Yeah,
Tuesday
so
night.
Monday the cooking contest takes place, and there'll be a winner determined for appetizers, entrees, and desserts. And then the next night, Tuesday night, at the Inn on the Square, we're going to be hosting approximately 200 people for dinner with the chefs. And by the way, they have to adopt one of the students in the culinary school to work part of their team. And they will be preparing the dinner, the winning dinners for this, with Jan Stevenson and Cindy Rarick presenting the wines to pair with the dinner. And what a great, great
situation.
So
you don't really know till Tuesday night what the meal's going to be?
We'll know Monday based on who won.
Well, but I mean Monday. Yeah. But you won't know whether it's a meat dish or a fish dish or whatever
Correct.
It is
Correct.
until
Monday
evening.
And then the menu will be announced for Tuesday. While that's going on at the Links at Stony Point, we're having a corporate cup challenge. So every company can enter four players to play for a huge trophy. Huge, as somebody we love to watch on TV these days would say. So all the teams that participate in the Corporate Cup Challenge will be part of the dinner for Tuesday night. And one of our large companies also has a big corporate event going on. So they
celebrating
will be
50 years.
50 years.
Capsa Gel
will be celebrating 50 years in Greenwood. And they're having all their major customers come in, and we host an outing for them on Wednesday of Masters Week. So they will be going to the dinner Tuesday night as well. It's a big deal and great exposure for our restaurants and our chefs, because we've got some great restaurants. We have some great chefs. And it brings a lot of excitement to Greenwood during the week of Masters when we have a lot of people in town.
Absolutely. So this is an exciting announcement right here on the radio.
You're hearing it first and live here, because we haven't even sent the invitations out to the restaurants yet. They're going out Friday.
Friday. Okay. So if a restaurant is listening and they'd like to participate,
just to call in to the Links at Stony Point, ask for Tracy DeLander or myself.
Okay. And telephone number is?
It is 942-0900, and you'll have to listen to the prompts, and you can go to either Rose Sells or Denise Medford, Tracy DeLander, or Jim Medford, and we will get back with you.
Okay. So this is going to be really exciting, and I think the potential to bring more people into Greenwood and to stay in Greenwood, because that's the thing. And, you know, maybe they'll come in earlier in the week, of course, is what you're looking at.
Right.
And we'll have this new hotel here.
The new hotel will be opened.
Yes. Tomorrow is the grand opening.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Here we go.
Life is good. Yes.
It's green and growing in Greenwood?
There's always something blooming and opening up in Greenwood.
There you go.
If you hang out with the tourism girls long enough, you learn to say that.
Yes. Okay.
So, that's exciting. And, I would love to. All we did is connect the dots. It was really Cisco's idea to have a cooking competition. We tied it in the Masters. We tied in the Career Center. And Lindsay and Kelly are excited about it. So there'll be a lot of marketing to go behind all this. So I think it's great. It's a win for everybody.
Absolutely. So. And it's a different time of the year. It'll be before the Flower Festival, before the Symetra Tour, before the barbecue. So, so many things going on.
Before we're done, every month of the year, we hope to have a huge event.
A huge event.
Actually, we're working on the Super Bowl 2030.
2030 is going to be here? Okay, all right. Well, there you go. Will we have our own national team here competing? All right. Well, so that'll be coming up now. You said Nancy Lopez is going to be coming for the Masters Week.
Yeah, I will have Nancy Lopez, Jan Stevenson, and Cindy Rarick all here for the Corporate Cup Challenge and the Master Chef Cooking Competition. And then they will all be back with 18 of their fellow Legends players for the Symetra event.
Sure. So, now, what's happening with the Symetra event? You're having the Symetra Tour, of course, goes on. Now, what part are the gals playing this year?
The Legends?
Mm-hmm.
The Legends will be here for the Meet the Pros reception on Tuesday night of the tournament, which is May 9th.
Okay.
So we have a big Meet the Pros receptions for all of our sponsors and our players. So they'll all be here for that. And then they will play in a high-end pro-am on Wednesday. So you'll be able to if you are a sponsor at that level, we'll be able to play around the golf with one of the great ladies of golf.
Yes.
So that's Tuesday and Wednesday, May 9th and 10th, that they will be here. So we'll have 24 of some of the greatest names in ladies golf of yesteryear.
Right.
Here, along with 144 of the future stars of the LPGA in the Symetra Tour.
Wow. Now, are the legends going to be here any longer than that, or are they just here for that event?
They will come in on Monday the 8th. Most of them will be staying right here locally in the various hotels, because mm-hmm. there's not enough room at the Medford Inn Resort Spa and soon-to-be casino.
Casino, okay. Times are looking good out
there. We have
there.
A new sheriff in town.
Yeah, okay, all right.
So anyway, and then they'll probably all leave on Thursday. So they'll be here from Monday, arriving on Monday in the afternoon and leaving probably Thursday morning the 11th.
Wow, that is so cool. So we've got another winning opportunity here with everything going on. Not only is Capsugel celebrating 50 years, but also the Festival of Flowers.
Yes.
And you usually have some topiaries out there.
We'll have the topiaries, and the Links at Stony Point. It's a new topiary entered last year.
Right, the golf ball.
The big, beautiful, white, pink golf ball on a green tee.
Yes.
So we'll have the topiaries out there. And I want to give, I think it's great. And of all the things that we've got going on in Greenwood, do you know we won the American Bloom?
Yes, I do.
Competition last year because of the topiaries, a national
yes.
award. And all of the people from American Bloom are, guess what, coming into Greenwood.
Coming again.
Coming again to see what we're doing here. So, we all feed off of each other, and we have a lot of momentum going on. And
yeah. Kelly said it felt like she was at the Oscars. That's what she said. We had her on the radio. She said it was like being at the Oscars. You were surrounded by all this greatness of all these communities, and they called Greenwood's name.
Yeah.
I mean, what a statement. For the first time to win, the first time they entered to win, that was pretty awesome.
And to be in Santa Barbara, California with that happening is not a bad gig either.
No, that's what I'm saying. It was terrific. Hey, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be back, and we'll be going to the top of the hour talking about some of the other exciting things happening. So don't you go away.
Does this make sense? We buy your gold, diamonds, jewelry, coins, sterling silver at the highest prices, paying extra for fine jewelry and quality, and we're always buying your diamonds and colored stones too. But we sell at the lowest prices, from diamonds to gemstone jewelry to sterling silver pieces and antique and estate jewelry. Always lowest prices for quality jewelry. See us today, Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6613.
That's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, this afternoon, talking to the one and only Jim Medford, who just has a... I kind of think of you as, do you remember Ed Sullivan and the spinning plate guy? You have all the plates spinning all the time, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. That's a very good analogy. Unfortunately, we do have some broken china.
There you go. It happens every once in a while. Yeah. It happens. But that'll be going on. Now, I'm real curious. Tommy Penley is, of course, moved over to Stony Point. Yeah. And what exactly is Tommy doing there now?
He is our full-time instructor. He's got the Tommy Penley Golf Academy. He has his own driving range over there. He has his own office set up. He's got some really great equipment where you can videotape your golf swing, which is not a big deal. But now he can do a split screen where you can see a professional golfer swing versus yours next to it.
And have you tried that?
I have not. And I don't think I want to see that. Because in your own mind's eye, you got a beautiful swing.
Yes,
but, on camera, it's a whole different story.
Right.
And he's got other teaching aids and whatnot. And, of course, we have a fully equipped fitness center out there, too, which he's very excited about because, today...
it's about the total package.
It's the total package. Fitness is just as, to be competing at a higher level. These players today are athletes.
Right.
So we have, he has all the tools he needs to really do what he does great, and that's teach, kids and
golf,
really from all ages.
Right.
I have one of our neighbors is in his 80s, and he's played golf for 40-some-odd years. And, you know, these guys play for serious money, a dollar. They all put dollars in.
Right.
If the IRS listening, it's a small amount. And they have their little pools, and his golf swing was something had happened, and he went and saw Tommy for 30 minutes on a lesson, and he's back to swiping bucks from all of his fellow buddies. So, Tommy is a tremendous asset to have.
We are really excited
about our partnership with him.
That is terrific. That is great.
And that brings us back to, we always had the youth golf clinic was always out at Deer Creek.
Right.
And while Deer Creek has closed, the property hasn't sold yet. So what we may do is send our crew over there to get that spruced
ready
up so that we can still have the youth golf clinic over there, because that's a great place to. We have 240 eighth graders from District 50, 51, and 52 during the tournament week in a golf clinic with the players over there. And that was such a great venue for it. So we hope to clean it up a little bit and still be able to
use that.
Yeah.
Now, of course, last year it was really big down on hole 13. Is hole 13 still rocking?
It's still rocking. That's something that's going to be with us, because that's become really kind
legendary
of
on the tour.
It's become legendary on their tour. All the players that have graduated the LPGA tell the other ones coming up, you wait till you get to Greenwood.
Right.
And, so we'll have the radio, stuff going on. We'll have music going on. We'll have the boats all out there. We have the firework display going out on Saturday night this year on over the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Carolina Pride meats smoking and cooking down there, music playing, all the stadium seating set up. So it's a great place to watch the tournament.
Absolutely.
Because there's a lot of fun going on. The players really get into it. So
that will be Saturday. Now, the purse this time, has it stayed the same, or did you top the purse?
No.
I just got to ask, because I know you like to be number one.
No, yeah, I think we remained the number one spot. And
Nobody topped you, so you didn't have to go to the next level?
No. And, competitiveness can only go as far as your finances. So I think I'm capped at where I'm at right now.
So if anybody's listening, go ahead. Make his day.
Make my day. I will cheer you on, because, quite frankly, all kidding aside, we've done a lot for the Symetra Tour here in Greenwood.
I think you've done a lot for the Symetra Tour, the whole Symetra Tour.
Yeah,
beyond that. And, yes, you've put a lot of dollars back here.
Well, it's brought the purses up in a lot of other tournaments. The average purse was $100,000 when we started this journey.
And you're listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. Go ahead, Jim.
And, last year our purse was $250, so we more than doubled what the average purse was. And what prompted, what's that's done is brought all the other purses. The average purse now is about $150 to $175. So because of what we've done, it's brought the earning for these young girls that were living, I don't even know how they were surviving, quite frankly. On
a lot of
what
them lived out of their cars.
Yeah.
Except when they got to a tournament and they had a host family.
Yeah. Well, and we put up, over 100 every year in private housing, because it could get kind of gamey around those cars when they've been living in them for a couple of weeks. But, so I think as a community, can be proud of not only what we are here at Greenwood when they come, but what it's done for their overall tour.
Right.
So,
and how much have you put back into the community, into the charities?
In our first 3 years, we've given back $780,000 to local women's and children's health and special needs. So whether it's scholarships at Piedmont Tech or Lander, whether it's for Beyond Abuse or the Bowers Rogers Children's Home or Connie Maxwell or the Genetic Center for Pediatric Research.
Right. Grace.
You name it. The Greenwood Promise.
And that's getting ready to really kick off big this year, isn't it?
On and on and on and on.
Yeah, Greenwood Promise is making its debut as far as...
This is our first year of the graduation class,
yes.
So
there's a a lot to be proud of and a lot to see the growth in Greenwood.
Amen.
So, and you certainly have gone above and beyond to try to make this community a better place for all.
Well, we love being a part of this place, and what a great place it is. We've lived here for 16, 17 years now, and to look at what Greenwood looks like today versus when we first got here, and I know there's people that have trumped my card as far as how long they've lived in Greenwood, but to know when we pass that capital sales tax and we're raising $87 million to invest back in this community, and we've been rewarded with another major company, you know, calling Greenwood home and building a huge facility, bringing in a lot more jobs as well as our other existing industry. I can only imagine what the growth that's happened for the 15 or 16 years that we've lived here, the next 5 years, and what this will look like. I think it's going to be a major, major step forward. You know, Denise and I have been blessed beyond our imagination, and we could literally have lived anywhere in the world we wanted to.
Sure.
But we obviously put our flag literally in the ground, 18 of them to be exact. And
when people told you were crazy to buy Stony Point.
And they probably might be right one of these days. We would never look back on that. Has it been a challenge? It's a challenge every single day. But, you know, we've made a lot of progress and significant changes out there. We've been rewarded with the growth in membership and everything else. But more importantly, this is home for us. This is it. You know, and when we made that decision 7 years ago to buy Stony Point, Denise and I just knew that this is it. This is a lifelong commitment, and that's what we've chosen to do, and we are so happy we did, because this is a great place to live. It's a great place to raise a family. You know, between the arts, the lake, the great restaurants, the lifestyle, and, you know, I call it the right size. It's not too big, and it's not too small. And we like going around, and when you're in the aisle of a grocery store and you turn an aisle, you're bound to run into somebody you know.
Right.
You go out to eat, and you run into people. And so you feel a part. We're all a part of one community, and I wouldn't trade this for anything in the world.
Well, it's quite a statement, Jim Medford, for somebody that's been around and seen the world.
I have seen right. A lot of amazing places, but at the end of the day, Greenwood is very amazing in itself. So,
absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming out today and being part of and letting us know what's going on here in Greenwood, because there's exciting things coming up, and you just found all about it right here on WCRS 98.5. Not too hot, not too cool, just right.
There you go. Here
in Greenwood.
There you go.
All right, Jim. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gracie.
Bye. Bye, everybody.